Blog Talk Radio.
This song says God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go. Depressed, I'm way down.
And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. And I'm truly honored and blessed in Jesus' mighty name to be before you the day after my birthday. Hallelujah. And I thank God that I made it to this day. Hallelujah. 53 years on this earth. Hallelujah. I'm in good, reasonable portion of health. My mind is thinking well, and I just thank God. I have a wonderful wife. I have a wonderful life. I have a wonderful things going on, and just thanking God for the little things. I don't have everything that I want, but I have all of what I need. Hallelujah. Can somebody give me a witness out there? Can somebody give me a witness as how God has provided you and been there for you when you didn't think anybody else would, but God showed up. And when God showed up in your life, he showed out. Somebody might have been out on drugs and addicted to drugs, but God showed up, and now you got a family. God might have thought you be broke and disgusted and disagreed about a lot of things, but God showed up. God showed out, healed you from your situation, and brought you to where you are today. So thank him. Thank him. Maybe not the way I thank him. Thank him the way you thank him, but thank him. Because tomorrow is not promised. When you have a chance to thank him and give him praise right now, and if you don't do that, then you're going to be held back. When you have the chance, you don't know what's going to happen on tomorrow. So thank God right now. Hallelujah. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, praise God, of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I first and foremost want to give all honor, all praise, and all glory to my God, my Lord, and my Savior. In Jesus' name, I thank God for bringing me thus far. If anyone knows me, they know where I come from and what I've been through, oh God. But I thank him that he's delivered me from drugs and alcohol. I thank him that he's delivered me from riotous living. I thank you. And it ain't been a month or 2 months. It hasn't been a week or 2 weeks. It hasn't been a day or 2 days. But we're talking about years, hallelujah, that God has delivered me from drugs and alcohol and that type of living and lifestyle. Hallelujah. Many of you who've gone through a little something in your life, and God brought you this far, I'm bringing it to your attention, allowing and letting you know that it's all right to think about how God brought you through when the times were tight. It's all right to be able to recognize how God showed up in your life. Just give him thanks. Give God thanks in your own little way. Give God thanks. Amen. I want to give honor to God once again, as I mentioned, who is the head of my life. I also would like to honor my wonderful, beautiful lady, Diane Shaw, who is very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. And I also would like to give a shout out to my brother, my minister, Andrew Orlando, out of Los Angeles, California. Praise God. This man has continued to be diligent and determined to continue bringing the word effectively and truthfully to the best of his knowledge and understanding, letting God use him as he brought a baby into this world, as he has his wife and he's taking care of his responsibility. Thank God for him. Bless him and his family. Eddie Shaw, in the name of Jesus, who's gone through heart surgery, we pray for him in the name of Jesus, who has labored and diligently asked for us to pray for him here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, for his recovery in Jesus' name. We also like to acknowledge Sister Susan, praise God, Sister Susan on recovering in her situation, praise God, and what she has going on in her life. We also like to acknowledge Brother John in the name of Jesus, praise God. Brother Mark, God bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We truly thank God for Bishop Trout, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Pastor Michael, hallelujah. Pastor, we thank God for the support that we have of the men and women of God. And not only that, those that have been praying for us diligently in the name of Jesus, day in and day out, as we continue bringing the word of God. And that on Sundays as well, Wednesday evening at the same time as 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, we bring the word. And then 8 o'clock later that evening, praise God. We thank God for you joining us today as we come forth reading the word of God. We're currently in the book of Esther. Chapter 9. Amen. Pray for me as we continue reading the word of God in the name of Jesus. And if you desire at any point in time, praise God, to support a ministry, we know as such, ShawDavid1960@yahoo.com. And that goes towards the ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. God bless you. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus as we move forward throughout this time to read your word effectively and with truth, oh God. We pray for the anointing, the presence of the anointing to continue to move forward throughout the radio waves, oh God. Even those who are listening in the archives, that to be a blessing only through that of your word of God, which is inspired by you, the Holy Spirit, which is awesome and powerful in Jesus' mighty name. We give blessings and prayers to all of our family members, our wives, our children, our husbands. And we thank you, oh God, for those incarcerated in our jails, prisons, boot camps, and those that are in treatment facilities, Lord God, and seeking healing on their health, Father God, in Jesus' name. Bring restoration upon families, Lord God, relationships, healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and bless finances of those who are in need of a financial blessing. Once again, we thank you as we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Once again, we come before you on today. Praise God, the day after my birthday. Hey, so you say it's your birthday? Well, it was my birthday, too. Hallelujah. Thank you for all those that have wished me a happy birthday and a wonderful day. I thank God for that. 53 years here, where I didn't imagine that I would be here this long in the lifestyle I was living. I could have been gone, drugs, killing, murder, whatever it might have been, lost in the military, in the war, any way it could have happened. But I'm here. I thank God for that. So let's move forward as we read the word of God in Jesus' name. Esther chapter 9. Hallelujah. Let us read. Now in the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, on the 13th day in the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary that the Jews had ruled over them that hated them. The Jews gathered themselves together in the cities throughout all the provinces of the king at Sirius to lay hand on such as sought their hurt. And no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people. And all the rulers of the province and the lieutenants and the duties and officers of the king helped the Jews, because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the provinces. For this man Mordecai waxed greater and greater. Thus the Jews smote all the enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them. And in Shushan, the palace, the Jews slew the destroyed 500 men. In Pishadatta, and Delphan, and Asasta, and Portha, and Delilah, and Arasdatta, and Parmashatta, and Arazia, and Arabia, and Bejes, the 10 sons of Haman, the sons of Hametia. The enemy of the Jews slew them, but on the spoil laid they not their hand. On the day the number of those that were slain in Shishan, the palace was brought before the king. And the king said unto Esther the queen, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shishan the palace, and 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's province? Now, have they done? What is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. Over what is thy request, brother? Where, and it shall be done. Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do to Mormons 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. And the king commanded it so to do and be done. And the decree was given to Shishan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. For the Jews that were in Shishan gathered them gather on the 14th day, also of the month Adar, and slew 300 men at Shishan. But on the prey they laid not their hand. But the other Jews that were in king's provinces gathered themselves together and stood for their lives. I had rest from their enemies and slew their foes 75,000. But they laid not their hands on the prey. On the 13th day on the month Adar, and on the 14th day on the same rested day, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews that were in Shishan assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th thereof, and on the 15th day of the same they rested, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore the Jews of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled towns made the 14th day a day of the unwalled town, month Adar a day of gladness and feasting, and the good day in the sending portions one to another. And Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters unto all the Jews that were in all the provinces of the king of Assyria, both near and far, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day on the north, on the month Adar, and the 15th day on the same yearly, as the days wherein the Jews rested for their enemies, in the month which is turned into them, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, gifts to the poor. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written unto them, because Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast curse, that is, the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letter that his wicked device which he devised against the Jews should return unto his own hand, and that he and his son should be hanged on this gallows. Wherefore they called these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Therefore, for all the words of these letters, and of that which they had seen concerning this matter, and which had come unto them, the Jews ordained, and took unto them, and upon this seed, and upon all such as joined to themselves unto 2 days, according to their writing, and according to their appointed time yearly, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of this perish from their seed. Then Esther, the queen, the daughter of Ahasuerus, and Mordecai, the Jew, wrote with an authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. And he sent the letter unto all the Jews, to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Assyrius, with words of peace and truth, to confirm these deeds of Purim of these times appointed according to as Mordecai, the Jew of Esther, the queen, had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for the seed, the matters of the feasting and the cry. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. Chapter 10. And the king of Assyria laid a tribute upon the land and upon the isles of the sea, and all the acts of his power, and all his might, and his declaration of the greatness of Mordecai, whereunto the king advanced him. Are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia? For Mordecai, the Jew, was next unto King Assyria, and great among the Jews, except of all the multitude of the brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. The book of Job, chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels. And 5,000 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and very great household, so that his man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his son, with them, and it was so, when the days of the feastings were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of all them. For Job said, I may be that my sons have sinned, and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job continually. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth,
a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and eschewed evil. Answered the Lord and said, Doth thou, Job, fear God for naught? Has not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hand, and his sustenance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will be cursed thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that hath in his power, only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, The oxen were pulling, and the asses stealing beside them, and the sheavings fell upon them, and took them away. Yea, they had slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and he said, The fire of God is falling from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them. And I am only escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, said, Shouting made out three pens and fell upon the camels and have carried them away. Ye have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I, only I, am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, Thy son and thy daughter were eating and drinking wine in the elder's brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. It fell upon the young men, and they were dead. And I, only I, am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job rose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, Naked I come out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Chapter 2. Again there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and from in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Haste thou, consider my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and eschews evil. I still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will I give for his life. But put forth thy hand now and touch his bone in his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his feet unto his crown. And he took him and puttered his, scrapped himself with a, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. And he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lips? Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz and the Temanite, and Bildad the Shilhite, Sophai the Naamahite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept. And they rent every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him until the ground seven times and seven nights, and none spat a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. Chapter 3. After this, opened Job his mouth and cursed his day. And Job spake and said, Let the day perish when I was born, and the might and the night in which I was said, There is a man child conceived. Let the day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it, like darkness and shadows of death feign it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the darkness of the day terrify it. As for the night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined unto the days of the year. Let it not come into the number of the months. Lo, let the night be solitary. Let no joyful voice come therein. Let them curse it that curse the day, who are ready to rise up their morning. Let the stars of the twilight shall be dark. Let it look for light, but have none. neither let it see the dawning of the day, because it shut not up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hide sorrow from my eyes. Why died I not from the womb? Why did I not give up the ghost when I came out of the belly? Why did the knees prevent me? Or why the beast that I should suck? Breast that I should suck. For now should I have slain still and been quiet. I should have slept. Then had I been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth, which built desolate places for themselves, or with princes that had gold, which filled their houses with silver, or as a hidden ultimately untimely birth had not been, as infants which never saw light, the bewitched feet, wicked from troubling, and thou, the weary, be at rest. Thou, the prisoners, rest together. They hear not the voice of the oppressor. The small and great are thou, and the servant is free from the master. Wherefore is light given to him that is in misery, the life unto the bitter in soul, which long for death. But I, it cometh not, and dig for it more than for a hid treasure, which rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they find the grave. Where is light given to a man whose way is hid, and whom God has hedged in? For my sign cometh before I eat, and my loins are poured out into the waters, for the things which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come upon me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet. Yet trouble came. Amen. This chapter 4. The Exodus, Timothy, and said, if we enslaved the commune with thee, wilt thou be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Behold, thou hast instructed me, and thou hast strengthened the weak hand. Thy words hast upholded him that was falling, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. But now it is come upon thee, and thou faintest. It touches thee, and thou art troubled. Is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, and thy uprightness of thy ways? Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished being innocent, or were the righteous cut off, even as I have seen, then that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. By the blast of God thy perish, and by the breath of his nostrils are they consumed. And rearing of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion and the teeth of the young lions are broken. The old lion perished for lack of prey, and the stout lion whips with scattered abroad. Now, a thing was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a little thereof. It thoughts from the visions of the night when deep sleep falleth on men. Fear from upon me and troubling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face, the hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall mortal men be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? Behold, he put not trust in his servants, and his angels had charged his folly. How much less is them that dwell in his house of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth. They are destroyed from morning to evening. They perish forever without any regarding it. Doth not their excellency, which is in them, go away? They die even without wisdom. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Job chapter 4. Praise God as we steadily move on out of the Old Testament. We constantly are moving on day by day. This is the weekend. Friday is the last day of the week for Monday through Friday. But we thank God for being obedient and committed to reading his word. We want to bless and pray for each and every person out there. And we want to thank you in the name of Jesus for joining us. To join us again on Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. We have a powerful message in the name of Jesus. Yes, and I look forward to joining with you on Sunday. God bless each and every person that's listening. And let you know I love you with the love of God. Be blessed.